I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, Monday will mark the first day of the 2014 fall hunting seasons in West Virginia. I'll have a look at them coming up after this. Monday's Labor Day, so for many it's a day off, which times out well since Monday's also September the 1st, the opening of the first two hunting seasons of the year in West Virginia.
Canada goose is the first one, actually, and then doves are delayed till noon, so they'll be the second one to open.
That's Steve Wilson, biologist at the West Virginia DNR. It's the early Canada goose season, aimed solely at trying to reduce the number of resident Canada geese in the state.
It's another opportunity to target resident birds when you don't have migrants involved. We've got plenty of resident birds, yes.
And you don't necessarily need to be on the water to hunt this migratory waterfowl.
Typically, goose hunting is mostly a field situation, you know, a harvested cornfield or a hay field that was mowed recently, starting to green back up again. Even a pasture field that's in pretty decent shape is highly attractive for a goose. They don't need a whole lot of water as long as they've got some nearby somewhere.
So then at noon on Monday, the dove season will open up across West Virginia. Why at noon?
Well, we want you to be able to do both, so we force you to wait until noon for the doves, and that way you'll go goose hunting in the morning. Nah, that's just a kind of a holdover, a tradition thing. You know, dove hunting's more the gentleman's sport. There's no real point in jumping out there at first light. It's just as good in the afternoon as it is in the morning, so we made that opening day a noon opener.
And it is just opening day that's the noon opener. Where is the best spot if you want to hunt for doves?
Okay, I'll give you the perfect spot. You've got a grain field that's just been recently harvested, oats or wheat or something like that preferably. You got a little fence row there with a little bit of brushy cover so you can kind of break up your outline a little bit. And there's two or three snags for roosting in that fence line, and on the other side of the fence line you got a pasture or someplace with a little open ground and a water source. And if you can set up in that fence row between that harvested field and that water source and the bare ground on the other side, you've got the place for doves.
Perfect for a relaxing day of hunting that does not require a whole lot of exertion. Enjoy it. Hunting season has arrived. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.